Go is a tough word. You ever notice that? But if you look in Matthew chapter 28, verse 16 through 20, and I'm using the NIV version today, Jesus asked his 11 disciples to go. And what we're going to talk about today, there's several scriptures today, but I'm going to share with you the history of Indiana SRN. And many of you may not know what Indiana SRN, but it stands for Sports Radio Network. God created a sports network on the internet, which is the fastest growing media in the world today, and asked me 10 years ago to develop a ministry called Indiana SRN. And what our ministry does is to go into high schools and other sporting events and share the gospel of Jesus Christ with those athletes, the coaches, players, athletic directors, whoever he tells us to share the word of God to share the word of God and then broadcast their games. And he asked me to step out of a pastorship and an athletic director's job that I had for 10 years to do this. 2 years ago, and it was the most scariest thing I've ever done in my life. And I will share with you that, yes, I had doubts, and yes, I had concerns, but if you listen, look at the scripture, and please forgive me, because I tend to stumble when I read, so be patient with me, and just, like I said, close your eyes, and tonight I'm not here, and be tonight I'm Toby. I wish I had, you know, I'd used that thinner like he did last week, and just kidding. Then the 11 disciples went up to Galilee to the mountain where Jesus told them to go. You notice that the 11 did what God told them to do, is go up to a mountain. There are times that there are mountains in our lives that we need to go climb. It's an effort. The disciples had to go and make an effort to go see where Jesus told them to go. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. There will be people in our lives that will doubt some of the things that God has asked us to do. In fact, some people will tell you there is no way God asked you to do that. But if you follow the scripture and you read the scriptures, there's many times that Jesus has asked or God has asked us to do things that is not in us, but with him and through him, we can do anything, right? All things are possible. They told him to go up to the mountain. And all authority in heaven has been given to me. God has all the authority. Jesus Christ has all the authority in heaven. Therefore, go and make disciples to all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. Whoa, there's a challenge, right? Big challenge. I don't know about you, but that's, I'm supposed to teach them everything you taught me, and I'm supposed to, a little bit of pressure. And surely, this is what I love this, surely I will be with you to the end of the age. Jesus is going to be with us through all of the things that he's asked us to do. Every single thing he's asked us to do, Jesus is there, right? He's here today. I don't know about you, but I would challenge you, if Toby ever asked you to come teach and you look at the audience, it's kind of challenging. But you guys are really kind of cute and kind of beautiful, especially the lady in the pink over there. She's really pretty. But it's a challenging. But I was told and I was asked to go. And then when you go and you sit and you look at what he wants you to talk about, and he shared with me to tell people about what I've called you to do. So into February of 2017, I was an athletic director at Horizon Christian School. I was the first basketball coach at Horizon Christian School. In fact, I was their first athletic director that actually scheduled athletic events. It was an amazing thing. And we didn't play scrimmage. We played other schools. That itself, when he asked Debbie and I to step out and go to from Columbus, Indiana, to come to Indianapolis and do those things, it was a challenge because my wife was from Columbus. My wife loved Columbus. She had a seat in Columbus, but God asked us to go, not just me, but us to go. And when we were asked to go, there was some doubts. We were just newly married, and it's like, are you kidding me? You're going to take me from my hometown of Columbus to Indianapolis, the big city where they have cars and not horses? She was in a horse and buggy carriage back in, no. It's just those things. So when I looked at to go, and I looked at our ministry that God has called us to do, she took a step of faith just like I took a step of faith to go to Indianapolis. No one knew who Keith Myers was. No one knew who Debbie Myers was. They knew I love sports because I'm a sports nut. They knew that I love kids because I love kids. But to go and to do a ministry and to be the basketball coach, and our basketball team was really good. In fact, we were going to the state championship game, and that's when internet radio became interesting to me because Hoosier Authority did internet radio. At that time, though, internet radio 10 years ago, maybe 5 or 6 or 7 people listened to it because you needed a computer. You couldn't do it on your iPhone then. It was just a challenge. But God put on my heart that there's a ministry in that, and there's a way that he wanted us to do that. It was pretty cool to be involved in the first game of Hoosier Authority. And, of course, we lost the state championship game because of coaching, not because of players. But, you know, I look at my players then, and Luke Jones was misfit. Now he's a pastor. Tim Baldonado was on that basketball team. He was a misfit. He is now a pastor. Taylor Bradbury, who rather passed gas in practice than passed the ball, is now a pastor. So all of a sudden, those kids that God gave me, I'm giving this to Taylor, by the way. When those kids that God gave us are now men of God. And we studied the Word of God, and we understood the Word of God. And it didn't matter how we were going to play basketball, but we were going to honor the Lord in everything that we do in our ways because God asked us to go and do that. In 2007, it was a very interesting day. My friend Bill Ludlow and I was working on the baseball diamond. Of course, I was the baseball coach at Horizon Christian School, too. You have to realize, Horizon Christian School, when you were the athletic director, you were the head coach of everything because they couldn't afford to pay anybody else. And they did pay us to do what he's asked us to do. So we're working on the baseball field. Bill Ludlow is a retired fireman. Dennis, you would understand that retired firemen always had to keep their hands busy. So Bill Ludlow, a good friend of mine, was working on the baseball diamond. I said, Bill, what's your dreams now that you can retire and you don't have to worry about any finances because you're a rich man now that Lawrence Fire Department gave you that pension? And he looked at me and goes, you know, I always wanted to be a sportscaster. Huh? Sportscaster, huh? Yeah, I wanted to be a sportscaster. I said, and he goes, well, how about you? What do you think God's calling you to do? This is it. But I also want to reach out to more kids. I didn't realize at that point that it comes back to me, internet radio. Keith, you could do internet radio. You could be the only Christian school that has internet radio. Oh, okay, Lord. If that's what you want, that's what we'll do. So Bill and I are talking, and I said, well, Bill, I hope God gives you your vision and be able to let you do what you want to do. And he goes, well, I hope the same for you. And Bill and I became really strong because Bill is wacky. I don't know if you know Bill Ludlow. He was supposed to be here, but he went to the Kentucky Derby. His horse won, too, by the way. So it was very interesting to walk through those things with him. So we decided to get a tape recorder. And back in those days, and no youth is here, but a tape recorder was a cassette tape, and it was a big tape recorder, not a little tape recorder. It was a big tape recorder and 2 microphones, and we put the tape in, and we are in center field of a baseball game in April with a fence. My wife is at the concession stand running a wire, a extension cord, all the way through, and we taped, and that was our first broadcast ever on Indiana SRN. Back then it was called Horizon Christian Sports Network, HCSN. We had purple shirts. We looked like a purple peeper eaters. Is that the right word? And we had a little tiger or a lion because we were the lions. It was really cute. We looked really cute. Actually, we looked kind of stupid if you looked at the pictures. But there was the opportunity and the vision that Bill wanted to do. He wanted to broadcast sports. And he looked at me and goes, man, it can't get any better than this. But it did. In Matthew chapter 22, verse 14, it says, many are invited, but few are chosen. At that point, God had chose us to do something that no one else ever did. And chose us to do it because many people doubted of what we were going to do. We started very slowly. We wanted to do games here and there. But it was that cassette tape recorder. It was carrying that cassette tape recorder. It was setting up the tables. It was very challenging at times. Fast forward in August of 2008, Verizon started with a netbook. Remember the old netbooks? They were about this big. Now they're like tablets, but they're about this big. And Verizon had one. And I was dreaming. I'm going, I think we could do this. I think we could hook up the netbook to a soundboard, and then we could find a website, and we could broadcast this on the internet. Some doubted. I doubted. Bill doubted. But that's what we did. We bought a boombox. Remember the boombox days? Boombox was this big. I'm not lying. Boombox was this big. The Verizon thing. And then our little soundbox came and set up. And every single time basketball teams played, it would vibrate. So our commercial was up like that. And it was, man, it was great radio. It was great radio. I was the only one that listened to it. No one else wanted to listen to it. But it was the whole premise was we were broadcasting sports, Christian sports, on the internet for the world to hear. See, when he says that you needed to go into the world, he didn't tell you how to go into the world. He just told you to go into the world and teach. Internet radio was that opportunity for us to go into the world and teach. And the interesting thing, he used our talents as sports nuts to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because to this day, every broadcast that we do a Word of God segment. They're 60 seconds long. They are just a tease. So people would say, I wonder why they're talking about that guy named Jesus. I wonder why they're talking about me. Because that's what it's all about, is to go in the world, not to hammer people about the Word of God, but to share the Word of God. 1 Corinthians says, each of you should remain in a situation that God has called you to do. And God is with us. He called me to be the athletic director of Horizon Christian School. He called me to be the basketball coach, the baseball coach, the volleyball coach, the track and field coach, the twiddling wing coach, you know, the jump rope coach. Whatever he called me to do, that's what I was told to do. But he was giving me a deeper heart of the world with internet radio. God changed my life when I realized that there was something bigger than me, and it was him. Because through my walk with Jesus Christ, I had a struggle with walks. I have lots of sin and past sins, and all those things troubled me. And there are days that they still trouble me. But he's with me through all of those things. So here's an opportunity that we could change the world by internet. So three guys, my booster club, I asked them, could we be able to purchase this? And our pastor at that point was there going, internet radio, that's a fad. No one's going to pay attention to it. But today, it's the fastest growing media. In fact, internet radio is on your phone right now. If you have a cell phone, you can listen to internet radio. You can listen to Indiana SRN right now. Right now, we're playing praise and worship music on internet radio, because the neat thing about what God told us to do when we set this thing up was, when you're not broadcasting sports, share the gospel of Jesus Christ. So right now, praise and worship is being played. Teenagers like different kind of praise and worship than what we listen to. She's shaking her head. They like rap music. I had no idea what rap music was. And to this day, I still don't understand. But I do know Lecrae and Toby Mac. Toby Mac doesn't really rap anymore because he's about the same age as us, and he's shorter than us. So, of course, he has to get back to music that are familiar. But all kinds of music can touch young people. And that's what we're supposed to do, right? Touch our young people. Teach our young people about Jesus Christ. Our booster club bought us a headset and a new speaker and all kinds of different things. So then we decided, remember the old iPods? Our commercials were on iPods. But the interesting thing about our iPods, they always were playing constantly until you hit the play button. So you might have got the commercials, or our sponsors might have been halfway through. It was just not real professional, but we thought it was kind of cool. Ephesians 4:11 and 12 says, so Christ Jesus gave them some to be apostles, right? Some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors, some to be teachers. This is Keith's version. And some to be sportscasters to equip his people of word of service so the whole body of Christ may be built up. At that point, he was building up the body of Christ in us and through us over the internet airwaves. And we became an understanding that kids understood that we were teaching the word of God. I share a story. It's not in my notes, but I share a story. There's a young man at Guerin Catholic High School. I can still remember this day. Was diagnosed wrong. And for all year long during his senior season of basketball, he was going to be a stud at college basketball, but he missed his senior year because he was misdiagnosed. His doctor said he had pneumonia. The last game of the regular season, the doctor said, I made a mistake. I read your test wrong. You should have played all year long. You just had a virus. We should have treated you with this drug. They gave him that virus on Monday. He comes to us on Friday night. It was a senior night. He comes to us on Friday night, and he goes, Billy, that's what they call Bill, Billy, coach, I can play tonight. They diagnosed me wrong. But thank you for praying for me all year long. And thank you for sharing me about Jesus Christ. And thank you for not giving up on me. I can't believe what God is going to let me do tonight. This kid's at Catholic school. This kid's at Guerin Catholic. This kid, you talk to Coach Pete Smith, he goes, this kid was a misfit. But when he listened to every game that you broadcast on Guerin Catholic school, he also understood the word of God. He understood what you meant. You told him not to give up. Those are lives that are being changed because of internet radio. Those are lives that can be changed when we share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Those are lives when we go and they teach the world about Jesus. Those stories will always come back to us. I thought it was kind of cool. Remember, it says that a few are chosen. Fast forward to 2012, we started a radio station. 88.3. I don't know if you ever listened to it. No one did. Kurt Wallace and I was the morning team. 88.3, The Walk. Kurt Wallace gave me an opportunity. See, I don't speak well because when I was a young man, I was a deaf mute. My father popped my eardrum, so I had to learn all over how to talk. And Kurt Wallace, I still remember walking in, and he goes, you can be the traffic guy, and you can be the sports guy, and you can just have fun with me in the morning. Okay, what time would it start? 5:30 a.m. So my day as athletic director started at 9, but morning praise started at 5:30. So from 5:30 to 9, I did radio, ran across the campus for a whole entire year from 9 to 9, because athletic directors keep 12-hour days, sometimes longer than that. And athletic director's wives even keep longer hours than that. But the morning praise show taught me the inside of radio. And Kurt Wallace took time to teach me about radio, took time to see the content of what needed to happen. That happened for 2 years. And then 91.3 The Walk became. And the morning show of Deb and Coach started. And I can still remember this day, we had no idea what we were doing. But God did, and the internet radio station started growing. Horizon Christian's internet radio station started growing because now not only are we broadcasting Horizon's athletics, but we're broadcasting at Covenant Christian. We're at Guerin Catholic. We're at Babuff. We're at Cecina. Schools that gave us an opportunity. I can still remember this day when Cecina's athletic director says, I only have $800. Can you cover 10 of our games. Okay, because we just wanted to share that sporting event, and we just wanted to share God. At that point then, God gave us three different broadcasters. A young man from IU, who when he came in for the interview, wore a shirt and tie and tennis shoes. And I'm going, holy smokes, where do you go to school? Oh, I'm a graduate from IU. Well, right away, we have to hire him, right? Debbie, get mad at me. I asked him, are you sure you didn't go to Purdue? No, because Purdue people wear shoes. Just kidding. We hired a guy named Sean Crawl. He's a school teacher at Fishers High School. You know where we met? At Walmart. Sean's wearing his baseball hat. I'm saying, hey, you're a baseball coach? No, teacher. Oh, you like radio? Yeah. What, you want to be a broadcaster? Well, that's what my dream was. See, God put him right in front of the line with me. That day was a Tuesday. He broadcast the following Friday a baseball game with me. God put people in front of me who had the same desire that I had. But uniquely, they also loved Jesus Christ. I didn't ask Jesus for that, but he gave me guys who love Jesus Christ. So it was Bill, myself, Sean, and Brent Young who were broadcasting. Very interesting. We did 80 games that year. 80. One station, 80 games. Swapping back and forth. A lot of work. A lot of fun. Then God gave me an opportunity to meet Jerry Collins, a guy who had a heart for radio, was a military guy, did radio for a long time for the military. Came into the studio, 91.3, the walk was taking off, boy, and then it broke down, melted, literally was off the air for 6 months. And Jerry goes, well, we could get this fixed. But as we were doing that, he was also helping with the internet radio station and fine-tune things. He says, you know, we can buy this thing that you could put your commercials on and you could put your laptop on and all your commercials and everything would be, oh, that'd be interesting. Well, how much did that cost? Oh, I think I can get it for free. Oh, that would even be better, you know, because we had a budget of nothing. It was faith that gave me the opportunity to go through that. It was faith that gave us an opportunity that four broadcasters had the same heart that I did. And then Jerry comes and he has God. Now there's five of us strong. Very interesting. They all saw him and they worship him, but some doubted. We were worshiping God and the doubts got smaller and the dreams got bigger. And it was very important because one of the things that I shared with all of those is the same thing I share with you. I do this for the audience of one. I don't care if no one listens as long as Jesus Christ listens. Because if he is listening, guess what? Go, kid. Okay. And there are times that we have some games that no one's listening except my lovely wife. And then she'll text you, you mispronounced another kid's name. You're at Cecina, you're not at Babuff. Those things do happen. In November of 2014, it was very interesting. After broadcasting several games, and now we have two radio stations, we now have eight broadcasters at this time. I come home from Covenant Christian School, and God already told me it was time for you to leave, Keith. It's time for you to leave Horizon. Leave my salary, leave my insurance, leave my home, leave the people I love. No. Yes. See, it was about me at that point. It wasn't about him anymore. But I walk in my door and Debbie says, it's time for us to leave Horizon. We need to do internet radio full time. Oh, wait a minute. Who told you that? God. Oh, yeah, God told you. See, I already knew. Look up Matthew 28, Keith. Look at the Great Commission. That's what we're supposed to do. Okay, God, how can you give her that same scripture you gave me years ago? What are you doing? But we did. We took the leap of faith. Now, I will tell you, I dragged my feet because that was February, and I didn't go to our pastor until April. And he says, so what are you going to do? Internet radio. I love my pastor. I still do. And he went, okay. But he didn't stop me. What he did say, though, was very interesting, and it stays with me today. Whatever God has called you to do, do it, and he will not fail you. Okay. So we're walking out on faith. And if some of you know our story already, but this past year has been very, very rough for us. I about lost my wife. But I had my family of the internet radio station family of the broadcasters that now has grown to 22 that have now broadcast over 300 games just this season that has shared the word of God to 25 or more schools in central Indiana. Tough year. Tough year. But it wasn't about me. See, what God taught me through all this trial was it was about him. It was about the people that he trusted and we trusted to give an opportunity to share the gospel for men and women, children, little kids. When they walk around, and now when you walk in some schools and you see our banners, little kids will walk up and say, are we on TV tonight? No, we're on internet radio. Where's the camera? Everyone wants to be on camera. Everyone wants to be seen. See, everyone wants to be recognized. Well, that's what God wants us to be. God wants us to be seen. God wants us to wave. God wants us to shout. God wants us to give an opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ to not just believers, but non-believers. And to accept people the way they are. Now, there's some schools that don't really like what we do because we share Jesus. But guess what? We're still there broadcasting their games. But not one administrator has ever told me, you cannot do this. In fact, many administrators will say, hey, I like how you do that subtle Jesus thing. You can keep that in. Subtle? We're not subtle. We're just not going to hit you over the head with the gospel of Jesus Christ. But we are going to share Jesus Christ with you. It's very interesting that there are some schools and coaches who says, I cannot do this, but you can. This young man needs some help. This young man's father and mother can still remember an athlete at Brebeuf High School, lost his best friend on suicide on Wednesday. Top freshman athlete in the state of Indiana. Coach says, I can't do anything with him, Keith. I can't. I don't know what to do. I said, well, have you prayed with him yet, Coach? Oh, no, that's simple. No, that maybe that's what we need to do. So I went quietly in the locker room, prayed with him. He scored 24 points that game, 9 assists, 2 rebounds. They lost by 15. But at the end of the game, he looked at me and winked at me. That young man now is a senior. He's going to be a pretty good football player for Brebeuf High School. He's going to be a pretty good basketball player, but he knows Jesus. He also knows when he sees me, we have something in common. The wink is very important. It's very interesting that some kids don't think it's very cool to love Jesus until you're with them, and then you see their hurts and their pains, and you realize that their hurts are the same thing that you hurt with, that their pain is the same thing that you have pain with. I came from a family of broken home. Most of those kids are from a broken home. We may be their family. And the neat thing is when you get a phone call from people that are listening over the internet, and a lady from Australia says, that's that kid that kicked that 15-yard field goal to win the game, that's my grandson. And if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have been able to hear the game, let alone that he kicked the winning field goal. Or the guy in Germany who's listening to his son in lacrosse at 2 a.m. when it's only 8 p.m. here in the United States. Or the best one is the guy that was at Cuba. Was he in Cuba or Brazil? And he's calling me. He goes, my son is playing and I can hear him. Those are the neat things. See, when God told us to go into the world, he didn't just say to stay and just travel. He just said to go into the world. What we do at Indiana SRN is we go into the world and we teach all nations about Jesus Christ. And some will doubt what we will say, but some will worship. And I don't know about you, but when I sit there and I worship and I hear Chuck singing Good Father, he's been a good father, has he not? May this year, I almost lost Debbie. January 19th, Debbie got a new liver. On February, we talked to her as a congregation. She doesn't remember that conversation. But now, whoo, she's going to outlive me. She's outrunning me. She's telling me all the things we need to do. Because see, what Indiana SRN is going to do is branch out and do more things. Right now, we're full-time. A new start, a new world. We have 7 internet radio stations, 333 games plus, 22 broadcasters, 500,000 people listen to Indiana SRN. That's pretty cool. 500,000. That's bigger than this congregation. You know that? And you know the cool thing is? I don't get to see them because that would scare me. 38 states, 73 countries. Is there challenges? Yes. Because the world doesn't like us to go into the world and teach Jesus Christ. In fact, the United States frowns on it at times. But we still get to worship, don't we? Because God is in control. Are there doubts? Absolutely. When you do 14 games a week and you only have 7 broadcasters that can do those 14 games, it's very interesting how that comes out on Monday. But by Friday, guess what? We have them covered. And it's very interesting when some people go, whoa, 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 you can't hang that sign there. You got Jesus on that sign. Indiana SRN. Oh, the enemy knows. Well, you can hang it, but you can hang it over there. You can pray, but you don't have to pray with us. Okay. I love it when people go, "You can, don't pray for me." Okay, and they walk away, and you go, "Father God, just touch them." And don't tell me that. Are there blessings? Yes. I am blessed that all 22 broadcasters know Jesus Christ who works for us. Now, do they need to have a relationship with them better? Yeah, so do I. Do they need to trust him in a little bit more? Yes, so do I. Are they willing to go? Yes, anywhere. Even New Washington, Indiana. You ever been to New Washington, Indiana? Smile. You all have your teeth. Okay. Sorry, New Washington. So what is God asking you to do? Is God asking you to go somewhere? Is God asking you to go do something? Is God asking you maybe to work at the coffee shop? We got a young lady in this congregation that is younger than all of us, and God has asked her to go and do something. Whoa! I'm glad he didn't ask me to do that at age 13, but he did ask me to trust him. Is God asking you to pray for somebody? Is God asking you just to go across your neighbor and maybe cut his grass or say hi or pick up the groceries and help him carry them in the house? Or is God asking you to maybe slap your young daughter or your young boy? Nice job. Way to go, son. Way to go, daughter. Or is he asking you just to fill a pew? See, God asks us to do things because God uses all of our talents. Not just some of our talents, but all of our talents. And some of you might be a very good radio announcer, and some of you might be on TV because you look a lot better than I do. Or God may just ask you to just be yourself. See, that's one of the things I love about my wife and one of the things about the 22 people that work for me. They let me to be myself. See, I'm a goofy guy. I'm a guy that doesn't know how to pronounce certain words. I'm a guy that has great stupid logos. But they accept me the way I am. Well, that's what Jesus does. Jesus accepts you the way you are. And all he's asked us to do is go into the world and teach the nations. And he'll be with us throughout the day. He'll be with us through the hard times and the good times. And the most fun about this whole entire job, it's not a 40-hour-a-week job anymore. It's not an 8-to-5 job anymore. It's 24-7. Right now, Indiana SRN broadcasts a show called The Wonderful Words of Life. It's a ministry with life centers. Pat knows it very well. Something that's been laid on our hearts 5 years ago, to be involved with life centers, about life, touching young women, that there's another way out there. And they get to listen to our show on Tuesday mornings called The Wonderful Words of Life. And I get to host that show of all these women and all these men that are involved in this ministry to teach people about Jesus. We get to broadcast the morning show at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Friday. Can you believe it? We're going to be on radio at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Can't wait to get on the track and get in a car and then get arrested. And then you guys have to come bail me out. Those are huge things. Afternoon drive shows, basketball shows, hockey shows, whatever God's asked us to do, go into the world. So I challenge you, whatever God's asked you to do, wherever he's asked you to do, go. Trust him. Don't trust yourself. You won't fail him. When you take the step forward, you will never, ever fail God. Let's pray. Father God, we just thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity just to serve you today, Lord. We ask you that you bless us, that you guide us, that we go into the world, whatever you asked us to do. Thank you for this congregation. Again, thank you for Toby. Thank you for Sandy. I just ask you that you give them rest and peace and that you be glorified in everything that is done. In Jesus' name, amen.